Check, check, check. It is Jason Brown on The Legacy Show. And before I go any further with just introducing the name of the show, I have to say that this is a very, very special show. This one is perhaps why it's even called The Legacy Show. It's been a long time coming, and we're very blessed, very, very blessed to have my legacy, the legacy of James Brown, my grandfather, and the legacy of my mother's father, who happens to be here, my mother. And before I introduce my mother, I have to tell her that I love her very, very much, and I appreciate her for everything that she's done. And it's very ironic that I'm interviewing her on my radio show, because all of my elementary life, for sure, my mother was working at the radio station with a very special person, Mr. Thomas Burrows, who's in the studio with us right now. And here we are. We are at Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. This is The Legacy Show, and we have a very special show because JAMP, the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, is in Los Angeles here with us at the station, and we welcome you all. A round of applause for everyone that came through, everybody, background. I have my mother, Miss Deanna Brown Thomas.
Thank you, sir.
And starting off with her is Mr. Daniel Sapp, Dub Sapp. Mm-hmm. How's everybody doing so far?
Pretty good.
Feel
step
good.
Up to your microphone.
Feel good.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for that wonderful introduction, young man.
Thank you, mother. How was your flight?
It was very nice. I didn't know when I was dragging you out the wee hours of the morning to go do radio and television. I didn't know you were paying attention.
Here we are. We're here. And I learned from the best. Twinkle, twinkle.
All right. Hey.
Actually, that was your TV thing, but it's all the same. It's all recording, isn't it?
It is. It definitely is. And I'm proud to know that you are doing radio, working, doing some great things here in Los Angeles at the Purple Haze Studios. We're so good to do that. And we are glad to be here. Thank you for inviting us. Thank you for having us here. And we are looking forward to being here to do your show, as well as coming out here to L.A. for a masterclass.
Yes, ma'am.
Daniel Sapp, yourself, and a couple of the older students from JAMP, and Flex Alexander O'Neill and all. Alexander, I said O'Neill, where did I get that from? Flex Alexander. We're just so thankful that we're going to be able to be a part of working with some students here in Los Angeles at the L.A. Promise Charter High School.
Right.
And just starting out this year. And so this is a blessing because this is the first time that JAMP has actually done a masterclass. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we get to show what we do and hope that it impacts and touches the lives of some other students.
Right.
While we're out here. And James Brown Family Foundation, James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, we started that in 2011. We're getting ready to go into our eighth year, a year-round program that we do in Augusta, Georgia, at the Augusta Museum of History, where the largest memorabilia exhibit exists of James Brown. And getting ready to go in our eighth year. It's an after-school program during the school year, and in the summer is 6 weeks. Maestro Daniel Sapp came aboard about 6 years ago, and he's been with us since. Been a powerful impact to the students, a true blessing to the James Brown Family Foundation and the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, and so glad that he's a part of it. He will be doing, along, like I said, with a few of the students and yourself tomorrow, working with the students at LA Promise High School. Just to be able to share the knowledge mm-hmm. is a blessing.
Right.
Just to be able to share what I learned from Dad, the mm-hmm. godfather, so James Brown, to put into this program. And I'm just thankful that students, families, and our community have embraced it.
Right.
And it has been a blessing for students from the Augusta, South Carolina area.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is where Granddaddy's from.
Right.
We're from.
Exactly.
Right. And all of JAMP, for the most part.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sapp,
Yes, sir.
How'd you get involved with JAMP? And I've learned that you're a 2-time NAMI Grammy nominated
music educator.
That's so right. How did all this come about? And it sounds like JAMP has been a great catalyst for a lot of other things that you have going on.
Definitely. I started out wanting to donate some time to the James Brown Thanksgiving turkey giveaway.
Okay.
So I reached out to Ms. Deanna just to donate time for that, and she called me in to speak with me face to face. And once I told her that I had a music background, you know, she was like, well, what do you play? What kind of music do you do? You know, just asking me questions about that. And I told her I was a band director. I had just started at Hepzibah Middle School. That was my first year being a band director there. And that's when she told me about the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils. And she said, you know, I would love for you to come in on June 13th, which is the very day that she asked me to come in.
Wow, you remember the
day? I remember the very date. And it was during summertime. I came in and I saw this group of kids, and my eyes got so big because I knew in that very moment when I stepped in that room that this is where I was supposed to be.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And since then? Here we are today.
He's written a song with the students called Get Loose. You'll be able to hear that today. Mm-hmm. And he's been a blessing. And we're going to hear from the students because I think that that's important. We're going to hear from a few of the students so that they can tell you exactly the blessing that Mr. Sapp has been to them.
And now the beautiful thing about JAMP is that it's been around, you said, 8 years, going on 8 years now?
This summer will be 8 years.
Mm-hmm. 8 years. And like you said, some students and some alumni, JAMP has graduated a few students.
Yes, correct? Graduated
quite a few.
Could you name a few that may be here that may like little representation, if we could get one of them to come take a seat and talk about a little bit about what they got going on? Any of our JAMP masters interested? Popping on the microphone? Otherwise, we're going to have to
Pick. Come on, Samantha Johnson. She is graduated now from high school. She's in her third year of college studying kinesiology at Augusta University.
Oh, yeah. And she got a funky drumette.
One funky drumette. she ain't scared.
She's not scared.
But she's been a blessing, and I'll just let her tell you what JAMP has been for her.
Now, before you go, Miss Johnson, I would like to say something. I remember when you first auditioned for JAMP.
Really?
You played the keyboard, didn't you?
I did.
And we were shooting that documentary. Mm-hmm. Same day.
Yes, I did play the keyboard when I first auditioned for JAMP.
Mm-hmm.
When I first auditioned, I wasn't really... Well, I didn't really have a musical background, but I thought it was just really cool. And from the first time I heard about it, I just knew that it was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I didn't want to miss out on.
Right.
So I stepped out on faith. I think I went home and learned a song on YouTube on the keyboard like the day before, just because I really wanted to be in. And I
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I did. That was it.
I recorded it, so believe me, I've seen it several times, more than you have.
So yes, I stepped out on faith and I auditioned with Mary Had a Little Lamb, and then here I am today. I'm a drummer.
JAMP has taught you more than just the keyboard.
Right.
What instruments do you know? I know I cut you off, but let's be clear.
Yeah, I play the keyboard, I play the drums, I sing a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all about the Legacy Show. You know, it doesn't get any better than that as far as where I'm coming from. And personally, I wish I was in JAMP, because I don't know how to play any instruments.
I've had some older people say, can I join?
Yeah.
No, you too old.
Now, what's interesting is that I do DJ, so I do like to have live instruments while I jam, or that's what we generally call it. So maybe that's something we can do in the future one day.
Right, that sounds fun.
Well, y'all make sure y'all follow Samantha Jay,
an aspiring model as well.
Instagram. Because she posted a picture the other day and had a bunch of comments tagging Pearl Drums. Well, Pearl Drums reached out to her.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, I can just say that they do want to, you know, do some work with me. They really like the picture a lot.
Absolutely. The pictures were great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm really excited for that. So we shall see.
Shout out your photographer.
Yes, Jareel.
Okay, great.
Jarrell Nicola.
Jarrell out in Augusta?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. We got to represent Augusta. We got to represent Georgia. Ms. Johnson, we thank you so much for coming on to the show. And I would also like to speak to a student who has yet graduated but is still in the process, so that we can kind of understand what it's like to be in the heat of it. Now, JAMP is originally just the idea that Granddaddy had. He wanted to have a school in his name, and it's been your legacy to kind of bring that up. And it sounds like you've been impacting a few lives, or you've been, the fact that you're teaching people your father's music, it's got to be an interesting feeling.
It really and truly is, Jason, because this is something that Dad talked about a lot, about keeping the music in the schools. We know that that's one of the things that get cut real quick,
right?
Music and fine arts. And everybody's not going to be a football player, basketball player. Everybody's not going to run up and down the field with a ball. And even if they did, that don't mean they're going to get the break that they want.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody doesn't get those breaks.
Or you can get injured in the process.
Or you can get hurt and never ever be able to play again. Never ever be able to play again. But with music helps students in math, science, and reading. It's not the other way around. It's not math, science, and reading helping students in music. It's
right.
It's the other way around. And, you know, when parents tell you that a program like JAMP has been a blessing in their child's life,
right,
you feel like, wow, this is what it is. Dad always talked about, you put an instrument in a child's hand, you will change that child's life.
Right.
And I have seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that happen with Samantha Johnson, with Lorenzo Robinson. I've seen that happen with different students that have come through here. They've graduated, they've gone on to college, or they've gotten married,
mm-hmm.
and they come back. That is what just blows my mind,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, when students do what they need to do in school and they're done, they're done.
Right.
But these students come back and they help Mr. Sapp and myself, and they work with the younger ones coming up.
Right.
Each one teach one program. And that to me says a lot about the program.
Right.
And what it has done for the students. And we have now a young man who's been with us about 3 years now, going on 3 years, Zakavion Turk, who sings, he plays the drums.
Dances.
He dances like James Brown.
Guitar.
He plays the bass. He plays the keyboards.
Now, so
he comes from a singing family, a gospel family, gospel singing family.
Okay.
So it's in him.
Right.
But
bring it out.
But the program, his own mother told me how much the program meant to her for her child.
Right.
That it saved her child. So Zakavion, we are glad to have you.
Mr. Turk, how's it feel to be...
I'm sorry, Mr. Turk.
Yes. How's it feel to be in JAMP and learning new theories in music and traveling, playing shows? Is it something that you've always wanted to do, or is it just something that you just fell into?
It's something I always wanted to do.
Okay. All right. And so how old are you?
I'm 14.
14. And how long have you been in JAMP for?
About going on 3 years now.
Okay. So since 11... Or 12?
Yes, sir.
And what instruments can you play?
All types of instruments.
Let's hear them. I wanna hear them.
I can play drums, bass, keyboard, saxophone, trumpet. I mean,
and
name
did you
play.
Know any of that before going into JAMP?
Yes, sir, pretty much.
Okay. And so when you came through JAMP, it was a bit more of a polishing in the theory and style,
yes,
of James Brown, huh?
Yes, sir.
And that's got to be interesting because James Brown is from your hometown. You're working with the family in producing that, and there's more, that's just the beginning of it. You know, what do you see yourself doing later on now that you've got the skills from JAMP, or you've learned a few things over the years?
All I gotta do is enhance it and get better and better.
Right. Right. And so hopefully you can do the same as Ms. Johnson. You graduate and you come back and teach other students because it sounds like you are versatile and you can do and play a lot of other instruments. So would you be interested in coming back and teaching more students?
Jason, to put you on the...
Most definitely.
All right, well, hey, that's all a part of talk radio. There's nothing wrong with that. And you have a great maestro to look up to, Mr. Sapp, two-time Grammy nominated.
Mr. Turk, why don't you tell us what Jamp has meant to you and working and learning from Mr. Sapp and all of that?
Jamp has put me in a predicament where my life is mainly about music.
Get closer to the mic for us, please.
Mm-hmm. So, like, music was already a part of my life before I came into Jamp.
Right.
But as through the years I came through, Jamp has taught me a lot. It's discipline and knowing what to do and how to do it and a certain way you have to do it.
Right.
Mr. Sapp has taught me a lot through the years.
And we thank Mr. Sapp again so much for being a part of Jamp. And the beautiful thing about this is that it's Augusta thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's from the same hometown. Mm-hmm. Back to Brother Burroughs, who I've been working with recently.
Right, right.
His father was the creative director, right? I'm sorry.
Operations
manager. I'm thinking of movies or something like that. For WRDW, which was a radio station my grandfather had back in Augusta.
Right.
And it's all coming full circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when everyone puts their mind together, especially coming from the same perspective.
Exactly.
These type of things happen.
Me and Burroughs went to college together.
Yes. You and Burroughs. And see, that just adds to the whole perspective.
Right.
Everyone's connected. Mm-hmm. When we all put our minds together and our heads together, we can actually do something big.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, peer-to-peer engagement is very, very, very important. If a peer can lead you and influence you to do something wrong, then a peer can lead you and influence you to do something right and positive.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what happens when these kids get together. They become a family. They inspire each other. They help each other. And they will tell each other when they wrong.
Tattletales, huh?
Oh, they will get on each
not
other
really
when they're wrong.
Not really tattletale, but when you're wrong, we're going to let you know you're wrong.
They'll let you know. Ain't no tattletale. They'll straight let you know.
Because it's
you wrong.
It's about that music. It's about that sound. It's about getting it right.
Exactly.
And the beautiful thing is that it's children.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
We have them as young as five.
Young as five.
Since we've had some graduate, of course, all the way up to about 23, 24 years old. But they all work together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The older ones help the younger ones. And that's the blessing, because we got to be able to reach back and help somebody that's coming the way that you came.
Right. And just to make it clear, Jamp is in L.A. for a workshop. And if it were my choice or my dream is to put a Jamp in Los Angeles, a Jamp in New York, and Jamp in Cincinnati, because Granddaddy did a lot of work there, and even London or Paris, if possible. The sky is not even the limit.
Right. So if you're listening.
Yes.
And
you're in Paris or London.
You might want to talk about something. It is. It is something that, you know, you could grow and be in different places.
Right.
Because James Brown is known all over the place. Children can be helped all over the place.
And with that being said, it's about the children. We're very happy that you came.
And let me say this too,
go
real
ahead,
quick.
Please.
For those that are listening, please check out our website.
Let's hear it.
JamesBrownFamilyFDN.org. JamesBrownFamilyFDN.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on all social mediums, IG, Twitter, and Facebook. Please check us out.
Right. There you go. Everybody that's at least listening to this Dash Radio, Purple Haze Radio. Speaking of which, we have the man behind Purple Haze Radio that just sat down at the table with us, Mr. Andrew Pitsikalis, who is very humble. And just, you seem happy to have us here.
Yeah,
you came
course,
in,
man.
Big smile on your face.
Absolutely.
You just shaved.
Absolutely.
And it happy Easter to you, because we understand that you could be with the family. You were with the family earlier. And we're happy that you came back to the office, even though it's something that a place that you work at. You don't always want to come back to work, but yeah. You're here to check us out.
Of course.
It's and a to pleasure. Facilitate us.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. You know.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, no. Absolutely. Totally,
I love your studio.
And now Andrew has two daughters of his own. Congratulations yes. on the new daughter.
Thank you.
And does it seem like something, as far as music goes, that you would put your daughters into or you would suggest for other students like that?
You know, they're still so young, so I'm excited that
we start at ages 4 and 5.
Yeah, so when she gets to 4 or 5, for sure, I take you up on that.
Okay,
but
absolutely.
She did. You know, one of my daughters was very into the drums and stuff. When we started getting instruments, she started liking things right away, little pianos,
right.
little things to bang on and stuff. So, you know, there's some kids that you notice gravitate towards certain things,
right.
you know, and you could tell the ones that actually enjoy music, you know,
absolutely.
even from a young age, they'll gravitate towards those types of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you don't see that always with kids, you know, so the ones that do embrace that, so it's always good to help mold, help
right.
shape, you know, what they aspire to do.
Exactly. Right.
You know, especially if you start at a young age, especially learning an instrument, that's something that's complex.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So then that helps with logic, it helps
right.
with
yeah.
understanding, it helps with so many great things that music
mm-hmm.
creates, you know,
mm-hmm.
so I think that having that, you know, what you guys are doing is a very blessed thing, you know, because a lot of people don't take as much time to sit and learn, you know, these days. I mean, especially with technology, especially with the way that phones are and the way that internet is and the way
right.
that everybody is always, you know, just so dialed into something so easy. Taking
mm-hmm.
an instrument these days.
These days,
like,
yes.
these days, it seems like it's a harder thing to get somebody to do.
It seems like you're
right.
climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you this. I, again, don't play any instruments. I wish I did. But I just DJ. I just picked that up.
I
and it was just
on.
Not the same. I just got him. If you can count the four,
you
can DJ.
I tried to get him on a piano. Got a grand piano at the house. I tried to get him on it. He played a few notes.
Right.
A few notes. I don't know how many notes.
And speaking of play, we could not do the show without having Jamp play a set. Andrew, thank you for coming
yeah,
in and sitting down.
Thank you so much.
On the Legacy Show. And
absolutely.
Listen, I have to introduce Jamp. I wish I was Danny Ray, but I don't have the voice or the energy. Uncle Danny still got more energy than I do. Happy belated birthday recently. Mother went to go
yes,
see Uncle Danny.
Yes.
The famous Cape Man, we unfortunately do not have him here in Los Angeles with us, but we have the entire legacy of James Brown, the Jamp Band, James Brown Academy of Music Pupils. They're getting ready to throw down a set.
They are, but you know what? I gotta throw out a little something.
Let's
real
hear
quick.
It.
We didn't get a chance to mention that for those of you that will travel to Augusta, would like to come, you bring family or whatever, we've had the James Brown Family Historical Tour. And that happens every Saturday. When you go to our website, James Brown Family Foundation, you can check out some information about that. So we do family reunions, we host groups. So if you're ever in the Augusta, Georgia area and you want to check out some history on James Brown, you want to check out the James Brown Family Historical Tour in Augusta, Georgia, each and every Saturday.
And sometimes you might walk in and go to the exhibit and hear Jamp rehearse.
You just might.
You never know, because that's where they rehearse, right next to the James Brown exhibit in downtown Augusta where Granddaddy grew up. And with that being said, I'm, you know, hearing Jamp rehearse earlier just during the sound check, we are very, very, very proud to have them here in Los Angeles getting ready to play for us at Purple Haze Radio. Purple Haze Studios, Dash Radio. This is the Legacy Show with Jason Brown. Jamp, are y'all ready? Mr. Sapp, they getting set to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's showtime.